This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, a deadly attack at the Western Wall. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
On Sunday morning, November 21st, in the Muslim quarter of Jerusalem, a gunman opened fire with a Beretta M12 submachine gun, attacking Jews on their way to pray at the Western Wall, killing one and injuring three others. The police quickly responded and returned fire, killing the shooter. 26-year-old Eli Kay, who recently immigrated from South Africa and enlisted in the Israeli Defense Forces, was working as a tour guide at the Western Wall when he was attacked and killed by the gunman. The shooter was a leader in Hamas, and the terrorist organization labeled the attack as a heroic operation. In Gaza, they celebrated the deadly assault by giving out candy. Israeli Public Security Minister Omar Bar-Lev commented that if the attack had been later in the day, the result would have been more deadly. He explained that the assailant moved through the alleys and fired quite a bit. Luckily, the alley was mostly empty because otherwise, heaven forbid, there would have been more casualties. The entire incident lasted 32 or 36 seconds. The actions of the female officers were operationally at the highest possible level. Pray for these attacks in Israel to stop, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.